from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny Show. Let's go!
Steiny and Evan Giddings today. Guru will be back tomorrow. I got about a million things I want to bring up. But I can't quite put my finger.
Yeah, you got 3.5 hours.
I know, but let me tell you something about radio out there. It's nice to have a theme. It's nice to have a foundation. And I feel like I've got 12 things at my fingertips that I want to get into, but I don't. Okay, here's what.
Steiny, have you ever been to a hometown buffet? Like, seriously.
Wait, what?
Have you ever been to a buffet where there's an option of literally everything?
Golden Corral.
Exactly.
Yeah, I like buffets.
Yeah, so.
I do.
That's the best part, is everything's on the menu. It's all on the table. It's just up to you to either fill your plate to the brim the first time, or maybe just go back for seconds or thirds.
Well, let me ask you this. Do you get more satisfaction out of sitting down and sinking your teeth into a steak, and that's what the meal is, and you're going to fill up, and that steak is good, or are you going to have a little salad, some beans, a touch of pasta, some chicken, spaghetti? Give me the meat. Give me the meat.
So you're just giving me the 32-ounce, 4-month-age ribeye.
Oof.
Well, actually, that does sound pretty good. But if I'm going to get the option of, I don't know, like a Safeway sirloin, then I might be looking at a smorgasbord, because your boy likes charcuterie, Steiny. I'm not going to lie to you.
Hey, do you really?
Yeah. Dude, you ever,
I don't,
you ever dabbled in the cheeses?
That doesn't do it for me, charcuteries. It just
does.
With
a little bit of wine, some grapes, the sweet and savory.
No, I need more bulk. I need more bulk. Okay, here's something. So I was gone for about 10 days, and people enjoyed that. And
was it that long?
Did something happen with Klay Thompson that I missed?
What do you mean?
Well, I feel like when I left town.
It's a wrap!
Shout out, Priest.
By the way, Priest, thank you for your Jerry West insight yesterday. It was awesome. I feel like when I left, people wanted Klay Thompson back. He probably wanted to be back, and the Warriors wanted to have him back. And I feel like I got back, and now we're hearing, well, Klay wasn't happy. Really? So I'm listening to Slater. Take a listen.
This has been a storyline for years that Klay, because he missed two seasons and got paid max money, like, you know, owes something to the Warriors. And I mean, and you heard it in his exit interview answer, if people can remember it, but it's like, think about, you know, it's kind of like a, yeah, think about all I did for the organization all up until the moment that I tore my ACL in game six of the finals. And I think there, he was kind of expressing frustration that it's even a topic that, like, he owes them something because of what they did way down the line. And yes, Draymond brought that up. And Draymond has a tendency to be very talkative, you know, and still is. I know you guys talked yesterday about, you know, what he said recently on the pool thing. I don't think it's like some deeply directed at Draymond for saying that. I think it's more frustration with the idea of, you know, that storyline and like he owes something to the Warriors this summer because of what happened in 2009.
Hmm. I mean, does Clay owe the Warriors something, or do the Warriors owe Clay something?
I think it depends on who you ask. I think if you ask members inside the Warriors organization, they might tell you that Clay does owe him a little something. I'm sure if you ask people from Clay's camp, they'd tell you, you owe Clay Thompson.
Do you think the Warriors really want Clay Thompson back?
I do. I do. Do you?
I don't. I'm starting to think that they don't, because but they want to.
They want to appear like they do?
Yes, but don't. You know what? That's too strong. That's too strong to say they don't want him back. Looking back at what I just said, I do think they want to give the impression that the way they would love for this to end is Clay goes somewhere else, but the Warriors made a big effort to keep him, but Clay decided to go somewhere else. I think that's what the Warriors would like the perception to be, obviously, if he goes. But I'm just surprised at, and this always happens, now the season's over and we're getting stuff like Slater saying this.
I mean, all the way up until now, it's not necessarily that Klay Thompson has been priority number one. Locking down his future is not necessarily priority one for the Warriors. And you can, from a cold-hearted business perspective, I think you can understand that from the Warriors side. But, you know, Klay Thompson is Klay Thompson. And, you know, he has pride in what he's built with the Warriors, who he still is in the league, what his statistical resume still says he is. And I think there's a fair, like, you know, you want to be prioritized. And I don't think necessarily, you know, the Warriors management all the way up into the top has from day one of this, like, you know, they did with other people over the last couple of years, said, you know, we have to do whatever it takes to make sure you're here long term.
Did they do that with Draymond? I mean, Draymond kind of flirted with leaving. I mean, was Draymond a big priority last year?
Yes, and I think he was a priority, one, because he's still a very important player to the team, but also because you had a choice to make last summer. You had to choose between him and Poole. And so I think that's why he was a priority. Like, when I hear that, and I wholeheartedly agree, I think when you left, the question was, do the Warriors still want Klay Thompson? I think when you got back, what changed in those 10 days, or however long you were gone, is does Klay Thompson still want the Warriors? And I have less confidence that he does now than I did at the beginning of this offseason. I think Klay wanted to be a Warrior even after going 0-10 in a playing game. I'm not sure he still wants to be a Warrior because of what we just heard. Him not being the priority. When Klay Thompson tore his ACL 5 years ago today against the Toronto Raptors, he was still the priority. He still got his extension. He got his money. I could make a case the Warriors have multiple priorities that are just as important as what to do with Klay Thompson this summer. That's what's changed. And I don't think Klay appreciates that, because he's always been the priority. And as a four-time champion and a future Hall of Famer, he feels like he still deserves that.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder, because it's just, you know, we played the cut of Klay getting hurt in 2019, and the feeling we had when it happened, and how bad we felt for Klay, and to where we are today. You know what I mean? Like, I think he maybe he's lost a little juice with the fans, but I'm wondering why.
Well, because he's not as good.
Well, but that happened, neither's Curry.
Well, yeah, but...
Like, neither's Draymond.
There's a reason why Giants fans didn't care when Brandon Crawford got, you know, shipped off. And, in fact, some people were asking for it a couple of years prior. I mean, I feel like you can have a relationship and a connection to an athlete, but while they're still playing, they still got to be good. Like, they still have to help you. You could be a legend, and if you're hurting your team, there's going to be a faction of fans that turn on you.
Do you think some have with Clay?
I think there are a lot of Warriors fans that don't necessarily want him on the team next year.
This is from the 916.
5 years ago, that would have been blasphemy.
Well, that's true. That's true. And
even after an ACL tear.
That's true. Steve Kerr, well, this is... Do you agree with this from the Xfinity Mobile text line? 916. Steve Kerr went out last year and publicly let everyone know before free agency that the team needed Draymond back. Has he or anyone on the team said anything similar about Clay? Well, I'll give you this. Not to the extent that they made it clear they couldn't win without Draymond. Or no, I would say that. I think that's a fair statement. That it felt like last year the team wanted Draymond back more than the team wants Clay back right now. Is that a fair statement, Warrior fans? 888-957-9570. And then if you do agree with that, my question is why? Like, why?
I think a part of it is the result of the season. Klay Thompson went 0-for-10 in an elimination game. Your team didn't make the playoffs. They were coming off a second-round exit in which a lot of people believe that they were a Lonnie Walker performance away from making the Western Conference Finals. So, yes, Draymond Green was perceived, and I think he still is, as a more important cog to the Golden State Warriors than Klay Thompson is. That doesn't devalue Klay from an emotional standpoint, from me feeling connected to him as a fan, but the final taste that Klay has left in our mouths the last two off-seasons is him going 3-for-16 and 0-for-10. I feel like it's really hard to sell people on that. No matter how much you love them.
Boy. I know he hasn't in some big games lately he hasn't played well, but I feel like all three, Draymond, Steph, and Clay, should all be afforded like legacy status. Like if you're gonna afford them, you either have to afford all of them legacy status, or you have to, in essence, just treat all of them as a regular player moving ahead. And I feel like Clay would have every right to be upset if they did what they did with Draymond last year, and they're not going to do for Clay this year what they did for Draymond last year. But like, I would feel like... Yes, I get the circumstances have changed, but that part I could see Clay not liking at all.
That's why I think that he's, again, the question is how much does Clay want to come back to Golden State? I think that's my biggest question, is because I don't think, Steiny, that compared to Draymond, or for example, if Steph Curry had a contract extension eligible this summer, like, those guys have been afforded what you're talking about. And it feels like, for the first time, they're considering not affording that to one of the members of the big three. It just so happens to be Klay Thompson. And I think it's because of where they're at, having not made the playoffs. Some of it might be Klay's final performance, but I don't think it's all because of that. I think it's just because the bus has to stop somewhere. You cannot continue to go down this road if you don't think it's going to bear fruit. And so what are pieces that you can strip from this team? Well, you've already made your hay for a long-term deal with Draymond. Steph, you're obviously not moving off of. Even Andrew Wiggins, there's reports of them trying to trade him this summer, but he's hard to move because of his contract. The odd man out is Clay, and I think he feels that, and that sucks. It has to suck when you've given everything you have to this franchise.
I think there's a difference between Draymond and Clay in this sense. And I know Draymond talks a big game, but I do think there's a part of Draymond Green that knows if he's playing on another team and it's not the Golden State Warriors, that's risky. That's risky. I feel like on another team, and yeah, I think there's some teams where Draymond might be able to elevate him, but I think there's a lot of teams where Draymond would look very ordinary. And I think he knows that. He knows that he will never look as good in another place as here. I think Clay, on the other hand, thinks at this point, you know what? If I go to another place and it fits me a little better, I'll be a better player at that other place. I don't think Draymond Green, like I think he knows the dangers that he would have had he left here. I think Clay looks at leaving here as this could be a big opportunity for me to, you know, get back to who I was.
Well, Klay Thompson, I mean, yeah, if you can shoot the rock, you can play on most teams. But I would ask you this. Would Draymond Green get exposed if he played for the Boston Celtics?
No, that's what I mean. I mean, yeah, but the problem with Draymond is, like, there's only five teams he can play on, really. He can't play on a team that's not very good. And no team that's not very good would want him. But yeah, I mean, he'd be fine on the Celtics or on Dallas. Philly, he'd probably be fine. But I think deep down, Draymond didn't want to leave here. And I'm just wondering if Clay, what's hit me in the last week or two is all of a sudden it feels like it's conventional wisdom that, you know what, Clay wants to leave. And I didn't feel that way at the end of the season. That's all. That's the only feeling I have.
I still think the Warriors want Clay, and I think that Clay Thompson wants to be a Golden State Warrior. But I think the difference between him and Draymond in these last two summers is that Clay would be okay not being a Golden State Warrior. I don't know if Draymond Green would be okay, both his feelings on it as well as how he'd play if he was on another team. I think that's why he always wanted to stay. And again, Clay's skill set's just more transferable. Like, he can shoot the ball. That's gonna take you wherever you need to go, as long as you have spacing and you have a team that can feature you. Yeah, Draymond's a little more unique and siloed into his role. But I would ask you this. You know, how many players would be as important as Draymond Green is to the Warriors if you swapped them? Like, I think Draymond's built enough equity with the team that, like, you can make the case he's the second most important player right now. Maybe that's also why he didn't want to leave. Because he can be good for this team, but he can also help this team.
Well, I mean, this will sound
whenever
like a shot.
Whenever he's on the floor.
Well, this will sound like a shot, but it's true. If Draymond Green's your second best player, that's why you didn't make the playoffs at this point.
Well, yeah, I think that is why they didn't make
right.
the playoffs.
Right, and then he doesn't play another 40, you know, whatever, 35 games or so. 415 says, Clay's drop-off is significant, and he's now a liability simply because Kerr cannot not play Clay when the situation dictates. Draymond and Steph have dropped, but not significantly. I
also don't think those problems with Clay leave if he goes somewhere else. Like, just because he is going to go to, let's say, Philadelphia and be a starter doesn't mean he's just all of a sudden going to close games and be the Clay that he wants
right.
himself to be.
Well, when we say, like, let me just throw this out there. When we say, well, situation's different now than last year. Let me ask you this. How so? Like, what's different between last offseason re-signing one of your big three, and this offseason you're not re-signing Clay Thompson? Like, has so much changed in 1 year?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Like, specifically what?
What you could sell yourself on. I think there was more reason to give this group last year the benefit of the doubt than this year's group. Because you're another year removed from your championship. Last year, you were just one offseason removed. That's a long time, but you still made it to the second round. You still won a postseason series. I think you could sell yourself on that group giving it another go. Again, there are a lot of reasons why people felt like that team that made the second round didn't achieve what they could. You know, maybe it's because Wiggins missed 3 months or because a teammate punched another teammate. There was off-the-court issues. There's a lot of things that happened in that season, and they still made the second round that a lot of people could cling to. This team, there's no rebuttal to you didn't make the playoffs.
True.
And your team is a lot older than it was 2 years ago.
And this is kind of what I mean. 510 says, conventional wisdom is Clay wants to leave, question mark. In what world are you living? That's what I'm saying. It's a feeling. I'm not saying Clay wants to leave. What I'm saying is it feels like something's changed from the end of the season until now. In that, at the end of the season, all things being equal, you put a number in front of Clay, he's going to be back. But what I'm saying is, now you hear Marcus Thompson saying he doesn't think Clay will come back because he's got to get an offer. You hear Slater saying that there's frustration with his role in the organization. All I'm saying is, and I said, gosh, I feel that this is kind of coming out of nowhere. And you told me, no, I think we all saw that during the season. And
Clay's frustration.
Yeah. And yeah. I think I detected all Clay's frustration as being directed at himself because he was not playing well and he knew it and he gets in his own head. Maybe there were some things going on with the organization. Maybe coming off the bench, when they asked him to come off the bench, he said, I'm out of here. I don't know, but something feels like it's changed, and I can't quite put my finger on it with Clay Thompson anyway. 925, and God, everything's so polarizing, but I get it. 925, Clay went 0-for-10 in an elimination game. Stop acting like we need him.
Like I told you, there's a faction of fans that feel that way.
Well, you know what? They didn't need Draymond Green either last year, but they brought him back. And I think they brought Draymond back because they were scared of him leaving. And I don't know. I think Clay's right. I guess they're less scared of losing Clay.
But you can understand why, though.
I can understand why, but
they've won more games with Draymond on the floor than they have with Clay.
Right.
Or at the higher rate
right.
of games.
I mean, I'm just saying, if you're asking me right now what I would do with Clay, I'd probably not bring him back at any number. And the reason I wouldn't bring him back is because no matter what number you bring him back on, even if it's team friendly, he's going to have to play. He's going to have to play, and he's going to have to play 28 minutes a game. There's no, like, you can't re-sign Clay and then all of a sudden he's a seventh man. You know what I mean? He's too big of a part of everything for Draymond to be playing and Steph to be playing, and all of a sudden Clay is a notch below those guys in terms of pecking order. Like, that's why I can't bring Clay back on. That's why I wouldn't bring Clay back, is because once you bring him back, you must use him, because you cannot let him, I don't want to say wilt on the bench, but you have to play him. He's Clay Thompson.
You do have to play him. But that's why I think the two biggest reasons that Clay feels to me like he's more disconnected or could walk on his own accord, not even that the Warriors don't want him back, that he might just say, I can go somewhere else, is because of respect and role. Those are the two things I think he's looking at right now. Because he knows he's not going to get paid $40 million a year by some team.
Right.
He might be able to get 30, I'm not sure. But there's a marginal difference. If it's a $5 million gap, I think he stays because he's comfortable here. But the respect and role, I think, are the two biggest things that Clay Thompson is weighing right now. The respect of, do you actually want me as much as you want one of the other two cornerstone members of the big three? Am I afforded the legacy tour that a four-time champ and a Hall of Famer generally gets? And then also, well, are you going to start me or am I going to come off the bench? Because I still feel like a starter. I played 70-plus games last year, and I went to the bench when you needed me to, and I thrived in that role. And then you asked me to come back into the starting lineup, and I was able to help you then up until the play-in game. So I think Clay has acquiesced to the Warriors. He's just wondering when they're going to, I don't know, maybe feed the rope a little bit back in his corner.
My question to Warrior fans is, if you were Clay Thompson, would you want to leave? Like, would you want to leave right now? Is it the time?
I wouldn't.
You wouldn't?
I wouldn't.
See, I think... I think I might. And well, I'm not saying Clay's right.
Who am I? But I wouldn't want to leave.
I'm not saying Clay's right, but I certainly could understand Clay feeling like he does. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. You want to jump in. What happened with Clay Thompson? Has your opinion of Clay Thompson and his situation here with the Warriors changed in the last month or so? Am I sniffing glue? It just feels like something is amiss. What's coming up on the game? Your chance to win a four-pack of tickets to the Alameda County Fair. Listen at 12:30 to win a four-pack to the Alameda County Fair. All presented by Fremont Bank, celebrating 60 years of full-service banking with no compromises.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.